The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. You are not alone. You are not alone in this world. You are a part of a great host, the mighty multitude of humankind. The Lord has planned it that way. The Lord has set the solitary in families. And in this great family of man, each and every one of us has our place and must function in our place. Our relationships, whether we like them or not, whether they are good or bad, are nevertheless a part and a necessity of life. It is important that we have the right relationships, for God has also planned and designed it thus to be. Unfortunately, in the human and sinful condition and state, people, in their relationships to one another, usually turn these relationships into selfishness, self-centeredness. Pride is man's cardinal sin. When God created man, he created him in his image. And so man was perfect, completely so. But through sin, this was all disturbed, and therefore, man, you, me, all of us, are also disturbed. But you will say, I am changed. I am a Christian. I am new. The Lord Jesus Christ has restored the image, indeed. And that is all the more the reason that our relationships be in accordance with that restored image. The problem has always been, and that includes you and me, the problem has always been that we can so easily get mixed up and disturb and confuse our relationships with one another. In the gospel that you have just heard, our Lord Jesus very clearly sets forth our responsibility of relationships to one another, to all people. And we could say it is all centered in the opening statement of Jesus. Be ye therefore merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Be compassionate as God is compassionate. All of our relationships, that is, the right relationships, begin right here, in our restored, redeemed condition. All of these relationships that the Lord wants us to observe, they flow from Jesus Christ and from the forgiveness that he has gained for us. Just consider for a moment this great and mighty pattern that is set before us, God himself. You know that God said in the days of old, you shall be perfect even as I, the Lord your God, am perfect. You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall be right, you shall do the right thing, you shall behave properly. Of course, we realize we can't do that. Certainly not on our own. Our Heavenly Father looked upon us and upon the whole world helpless in its confusion and its disturbed relationships. In its sin, let's call it, that's what it is. Whenever we come away from the perfect norm of God's will, we are sinners. We commit sin. But God was merciful. He didn't say, I see that person, I like him. I see that person, I like her. No. God did not judge that way. God judged us to be what we are, sinful and unclean, lost and condemned sinners. The Apostle Paul says, while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. God loved the world, not the good world, the bad world, the evil world, the sinful world, so that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes on him might have eternal life. So you see, God was merciful, not that we deserved it. And that's the starting point. A lot of people seem to think that they can, by their relationships, by being decent, ordinary, fine people, treating people fair and just, at least according to their standard, they're going to satisfy God and please him. No, that's not at all in the picture here. It is only because we have the mercy of God in Jesus Christ that we can be merciful and carry out his injunction concerning our proper relations to one another. The Apostle Paul, in the 5th chapter of his letter to the Ephesians, says, be followers of God as dear children. Walk in love, even as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, a sacrifice, an offering to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Only those who are in Christ, only those who have been restored and renewed, can begin to live up to the right relationships. But what are these relationships? We could look at the categories here. Judge not, condemn not. Give. Be humble and not proud. A self-appointed know-it-all. Judge not. Oh, how hard it is for people to avoid judging. Gossip is perhaps the most prevalent vice in existence. And I wouldn't recommend the political processes that are going on now until November to be examples in this respect. There is so much loveless judging and condemning. What does it mean? It doesn't mean that we cannot recognize that which is wrong over against that which is right. But it means, what the Lord points out, this loveless, prejudicial, prejudice means judging, really judging before you even know, before you even have the facts. Judging from the standpoint of yourself. To explain that more fully, Jesus said, I'll tell you a little parable, I'll give you a little illustration. A blind man trying to lead a blind. Or a man who says to his brother, look, I see a little splinter in your eye, let me get it out. You are defective. When he himself has a beam, if that's possible, a great big beam in his eye. There is a pride in this, is there not, that the Lord Jesus points out. A self-centeredness, a loveless self-centeredness that is ready to condemn, to judge, to put down. You know, you are to be workers in a very special way in the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? You know something, it's very easy at times to become very judicial, and one must always guard against that. Sometimes there are those who think they know it all. Jesus said, don't forget, a disciple is not above his master. When you are what your master is, then you've reached a level. People have a tendency to forget this. But let us always remember, be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. He didn't judge and condemn you offhand, cast you aside. The Pharisees, and Jesus had them as a frame of reference in this particular passage. They were not that way. Nobody was as good as they, and they were ready to condemn and judge and put down everybody. Our Father in heaven, thank God for that, sent his Son Jesus in spite of who and what we were. He was merciful, and he says, be followers of God in love. And that means also Jesus said, give. It shall be given to you. Yes, indeed. A lot of times people say, oh, isn't that nice? It shall be given to you. We shall give more and more so we get more and more. No, that's not what the Lord here means. He says, give in love. Certainly, we have received more than we could ever, ever give. We have already that great, great, insurmountable, magnificent, incomparable gift, the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. And with that, all of God's goodness and love and forgiveness. And the Lord says, now, as my redeemed restored, be merciful and give. Yes, I shall continue to be giving to you, but give. Give because you have received, and you shall receive. And in all humility, let your relations be charitable, forgiving, and kind. Forgive. Don't be judgmental. Don't go around running people down, condemning them, and consigning them into, yes, some people actually into the nether regions of hell. No. Remember who you are. Remember the beam. You are a great sinner, forgiven through Christ. Remember that you forgive, that you help, and that you serve, that in love you reach out with forgiveness and help those who are in the wrong, not to be rejected, not to be put down, but to be saved. That is your great challenge and mine, the reaching out in love. How wonderful that we have the mercy of God as the power and the force of our life. Not only is in Christ Jesus eternal life our gift and our goal, but this life in Christ moves us to reach out to everyone in love. Those are the right relations. Those are the relationships that God wants. Those are the new relationships. That makes us new creatures, restored. In a few moments, we will go to the altar of our Lord. There he will come to us in mercy. The Heavenly Father will, with his Son Jesus Christ, give us the very body and blood as the seal of the mercy and the forgiveness of our God. And this is not just to strengthen ourselves only, but as we say in the prayer after the communion, that it may increase our faith toward thee, O God, and strengthen our love toward one another. May then the mercy of God, of our Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ, whose body and blood, seal of forgiveness and love and mercy we receive, strengthen us and make us merciful to one another and to all. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.